Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante announced last fall that she would not seek re-election, kicking off a race to succeed her as leader of Projet Montréal, the party in charge of the city. That race ends this Saturday, and there are currently five candidates, including the mayors of three boroughs: Luc Rabouin in the Plateau-Montréal, Laurence Lavigne-Lalande in Villeray-Saint-Michel-Parc-Extension, and Gracia Kasoki-Katawa in CDN-NDG, or Côte-des-Neiges-Notre-Dame-de-Grâce. CKUT reached out to all five candidates and ultimately sat down for interviews with two, Eric Olnius and Guidwick Bernier. You'll hear our conversations about where they think the party and ultimately the city is headed. Next up, I speak to Erica Olnius, city councillor in Rosemont-la-Petite-Patrie, previously responsible for culture, heritage, nightlife, and gastronomy on Montreal's executive committee. Here's our conversation. Thanks so much for coming on CKUT. Can I just get you to introduce yourself to our listeners who might not know you and your work?
Of course. Well, my name is Erica Olnius. I am 41 years old, grew up in the Eastern Township, but I've been living in Montreal for more than almost 20 years. I am city councillor in Rosemont-la-Petite-Patrie Borough, and I am the member of the executive committee, which is a bit like the ministry council, but for the city. So I am responsible of culture, heritage, nightlife, and gastronomy at the executive committee.
So you've been a city councillor since 2021. Obviously, Projet Montréal has been in power for 8 years now, since 2017. You know, what in the track record of the party, what in the vision of the party, as you're sort of, you know, putting your hat in the ring to be its next leader, what in that history are you proud of? And, you know, you really want to take the mantle up and continue that fight?
That's a beautiful question. We have to go back a bit. Projet Montréal is 20 years of mobilization, 20 years of a vision to transform the city, to make sure that it remains a metropolis, but that you have a quality of life in your neighborhood. And I want to keep that, and I want to move forward in the future with that, that vision that you can build a city that is greener, that is inclusive and resilient about climate change. And I think that that's something that I want to carry on.
And I guess conversely, if there's anything that you would change from those years, what would that be?
We did develop wonderful things as a party, as a movement, but it's not everybody that lives the same reality of the city all over. So for me, territorial equity is important, social mixity is important, and to give back the pride that we have for our city back to the Montrealers.
It's interesting you bring that up because, you know, people who work in the sort of, let's say, green urbanism sphere, what they've told me is, like, it's amazing when cities do these transformations like sponge parks, but when they do, suddenly everybody wants to live there. And then if you don't do it with things like affordable housing in mind, you know, it can lead to big social problems down the road. Obviously, Montreal is in a housing crisis, and the city has put forward new programs to deal with that. And some of those programs, like the 2020 bylaw, which tried to incentivize social and affordable housing in the private sector, have seen critique, have been called, you know, ineffective compared to what the sector would like to see. What is your vision on housing going forward?
One thing we have to take in consideration is that to get to affordability, we need to make sure that the housing environment is mixed. That was the thing. One thing, through many years, nothing has been done in housing. We showed up to the challenge with the competence and the power that we had at the municipal level. You were talking about certain critiques that we had about le règlement pour une métropole mixte. I want to bring out something. I can understand that the sector would like us to go faster. And there are certain things I think we need to improve the relationship that we have. We can talk about permits. But the thing with le règlement pour une métropole mixte is that we have a vision. We don't want to do what happened a few years ago that doesn't give us certain incentive to build the mixed city that we need to achieve the affordability.
The city just wrapped its consultations on homelessness and cohabitation. And, you know, this is another big issue where, you know, the city says, okay, well, we don't have the money to actually give all the resources that are needed. That's going to come from the federal government. That's going to come from Quebec. But on the other hand, the city does have certain powers, and so far it's used them to do things like dismantle encampments, which advocates say, you know, people are in those encampments because they simply don't have anywhere else to go. You've talked about the vision of the party, and I'd like to ask you, what is your vision in these kind of complex areas like homelessness, where in some sense, yeah, the city's hands are tied, but, you know, it does have choices to make that will have real impacts on people's lives?
The issues of homelessness is so peculiar because it comes under your bones as a human being. It's not a new phenomena, but the crisis is so tough that I think there's an aspect that we have to take the complex issue with a lot of humanity, knowing that everybody has to show up for this. And during the campaign, there's three things that I brought about homelessness. First, you were talking about the camps. It is important that we have a clear protocol about how do we treat those camps. And yes, it's really tough for if those people are in those situations, it's certainly because there is no place to go. But at the same time, as an elected official, I have a responsibility to not put you in a situation that could put you in danger. So for me, things needs to be done with dignity.
Well, I'd like to follow up with you, just get a bit of clarification on what you mean by that. Because, you know, in other municipalities, they've tried things like supporting encampments with services to make them safe without dismantling them. Is that the kind of thing you're suggesting when you say dignity? Or do you mean, you know, just the same sort of response where IMIS, this crisis team, gets sent, but there's, I guess, more steps to follow?
It's a bit all of the above. We have to remember that the organization working in homelessness are busy. So are we going to put them more responsibilities in links with camp? That's the thing that for me is important to bring. So when I talk about a protocol, for me, there's certain situation where we could work with IMIS, knowing that there's a situation X that can be managed. At the same time, if it is dangerous for the life of someone, I cannot also accept that person is also in that situation. The problem that we have is that not everybody plays the same role when we talk about camps. I think we have to work with IMIS to make sure that we have a clear protocol of what to do in what kind of circumstances. Another thing that I brought about homelessness is the fact that IMIS plays a role of facilitator. I think that not everyone understands the role, and I think we should put more energy and resources for them to play a role of facilitator on the territory. They're not the police, and their role is really to make sure that everybody, when their situation happens, knows what to do and who to talk to in those situations. And another thing, you probably heard about les modulaires. So those kind of transitional housing where someone can live for a few months, having a shower, a place to rest. We want to see more of those models. But one thing that could be interesting is the location of those modulaires. And one thing that I brought is to put those modulaires in the parking lots of hospitals, which would put them closer to certain services. And this is where we could have certain collaboration avec les CIUS and stuff like that to help those people. And it is important for me to say we need to show up the best we can, but I really want to reiterate that us alone taking all this is not respectful for anyone, especially those people. And I truly hope, and I think everybody wants to jump in, but we have to feel that nobody is left behind, and I'm not taking the spot of other government that needs to show up for those same citizens.
One of the difficulties that Projet Montréal has faced is, I guess, how to navigate interactions with the provincial government that has a different ideology and a different set of priorities than I think are present at the city level. We're talking about housing and homelessness. And a big thing that the mayor has talked about is how difficult it's been to wait on that money from the province. Do you have any thoughts on what that relationship needs?
I think it needs more talks between each other. I'll give you an example. I'm in charge of culture, and I have a colleague that is in charge of culture at the provincial level and another colleague at the federal level. And we did develop a good relationship. We're coming from different ideologies, but that doesn't mean we're not serving the same causes and the same people. I think we need to, we need to chill more together. Being an elected official is a lot of energy, it's a lot of work, but I think we need to make sure of having moments to get to know each other a bit more. That would be one thing that I would bring.
Yeah, that's a great response from the responsable for the arts and culture, as we need a...
For sure. It might sound, and it's interesting that you're saying this, because sometimes, and I really feel that I have the responsibility to be the guardian of the soul of the city. I went to an event and they said my title and everybody started laughing, saying, okay, someone is in charge of all those things that are so fun and nice. But is this part of who we are? This is things that puts us together. And I found power in conversation, in culture, in gastronomy. It's one of the best way to have great conversation around a meal. And we're good at it in Montreal. We're really good at it, seriously. So why not put it at profit to strengthen relationship with our other colleagues?
On that note, you have shepherded this new nightlife policy into creation for the past year. That was announced last fall. And while there were new supports and new processes that were announced, one thing that was absent from that policy was agent of change. There is quite a lot of support from nightlife actors for this idea that, you know, if you move into a neighborhood and there's a venue there, and you're setting up shop as a residential building, you're renting out units, maybe it's on you to do some of the soundproofing and make sure that your tenants aren't going to be blasted by the noise. And vice versa, if you're a new nightclub in a residential neighborhood, like, you cannot be keeping people up at night. And I wanted to hear your response on, you know, whether this was something that you would be committing to seeing through in whatever form you can.
I agree with the agent of change concept. Definitely, I'm in for it. The issue that I have is that I'm also responsible of bylaws. That concept asks us to change the bylaws to be able to apply the agent of change. That is the issue, because I fully agree. And is it a commitment that I'm ready to take? Definitely. It's part of the nightlife policy, and we really want to see that through. The issue is that legally, if someone say, hey, you know, there's a principle called agent of change, it won't stand in front of the judge, which is unfair to the nightlife scene that requested it. Could we have been quicker to understand? Yes. Does it mean we have to let it down? No. Do we need to change the bylaws to make sure that the principle of agent of change is implemented? Yes.
On that note, I mean, we've talked about a few different issue areas, but if we're thinking big picture about, you know, you as a candidate, what do you have that really sets you apart in your vision and, you know, what you'll bring to the party?
Unity. I believe in the values and vision of Projet Montréal, but I think there's inequity, and we need to make sure that what we did goes everywhere in the city. And I know that one of my strengths is to be able to talk to whoever. Second of all, I truly love Montreal. I chose Montreal. And I want people to feel exactly the fact that we live in a city that is cool, that has its difficulties, but a city that we'll be proud to pass on to other generations. And that is something for me that is important, to unify and to make sure that the word collective is back into the agenda.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.